Newspapers and television hold their own in the new media landscape. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech News for Monday, November 6, 2006. The markets rebounded today after a rough spell last week. There weren't any lousy earnings reports, and some massive buyouts spurred confidence on this day before Election Day. This is PodTech News. Well, a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking real money. Corporate takeovers were the name of the game on Wall Street today. Some of the big ones were Abbott Labs' $3.7 billion bid to take over KOS Pharmaceuticals, a $3.2 billion offer for OSI Restaurant Partners, and another $3.7 billion bid for Four Seasons Hotels, that from Bill Gates and Saudi Prince Alawid bin Talal. Four Seasons shares rose almost 30% on the news. They saw the biggest percentage gains on the New York Stock Exchange. Aside from the mega deals, video is all the rage in the headlines. A new study today shows that four phone companies, AT&T, Quest, Bell South, and Verizon, have passed 2 million customers for video. The study from the company Emerging Media Dynamics shows that viewership rose 40% in the July through September period compared to the same three-month period in 2005. Together, the phone companies account for enough video subscribers to put them on par with the sixth largest cable company in the U.S. Digital media companies have no doubt enjoyed pointing at major TV networks and their apparent slowness to put video on the internet. But there's mounting evidence that shows those networks are just waiting until all their ducks are lined up before jumping in with both feet. Over the weekend, CBS sent just such a signal. It organized its online efforts under one umbrella as it moves further into interactive and online media. CBS hired Quincy Smith to lead the effort. He's an investment banker and media advisor who will report directly to CBS chief Les Moonves. What does this mean? Well, Smith's expertise is in big online deals. It could suggest that CBS may be in the mood to purchase. But while it's not yet clear whether CBS will buy web properties or develop their own, this much is clear. Networks are getting in the game in a serious way. Last week, Turner Broadcasting announced a January launch date for an originally produced comedy network online. Set to be ad-supported, the mix of known and unknown comedians will have their own areas online, along with space to blog and connect with viewers. And while old media, like TV, better acquaints itself with the newer online world, another big media story today sees Google wading into the print ad market, of all things. Many of the country's biggest newspapers have already signaled interest in Google print ads. The project will allow advertisers to bid, through the search giant, on ad space in major metropolitan papers. The project begins this week, and it's likely to expand to weekly news magazines before too long. Those marketers, now they're measuring consumer behavior of people who don't buy MP3 players, video game consoles, and computer devices. Here's PodTech's Michael Klinger with the tech stat of the day.
The latest willingness to pay chart is out from the researcher Strategy Analytics. Willingness to pay? Yes, it measures the proclivity to buy from groups like frugal independents, stable value seekers, and the consumer challenged. But wait. One of those groups has broken away from the fold. They're actually spending more money on tech products than the rest. The research shows that the consumer challenged now spend more than average buyers on games and text messaging. The consumer challenged are those that would spend money on things they perceive to be necessary, which is how an increasing number of them see gaming and text messaging. As for frugal independence, make it cheap and you've got a deal. I'm Michael Klinger with the tech stat of the day for PodTech News.
This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. Technorati updated its State of the Blogosphere report today. The numbers are generally still strong, although the speed of growth has slowed slightly. The blogosphere is now doubling just about every 33 weeks. This summer saw a massive spike in daily creation of new blogs, but with just over half of all blogs considered active, it remains to be seen what those numbers will ultimately mean for the blogosphere. By the way, to be considered active, a blog has to be updated once every 3 months. As the skies get crowded, the noise is getting unbearable. No wonder cities like San Jose, California have a curfew on jet traffic. PodTech's Catherine Girardot tracked down this story about a technology that could quiet things down.
Silent and jet are not words normally used in the same sentence, unless it's something like, it was silent until the jet came in for a landing. A team of researchers from Cambridge University and MIT are trying to change that. They're unveiling a silent jet, which they say will sound about as loud as a washing machine from outside an airport. The jet holds 215 people and is about as big as a Boeing 767, but looks very different. The so-called silent jet is not a tube and wing design, but a flying wing, similar to military stealth aircraft. Researchers said the design allows the plane to remain in the air at slower speeds, which would also allow it to cruise in for a landing more quietly, useful for urban and suburban airports. The design also makes for greater fuel efficiency, at 35% fuel savings over conventional passenger aircraft. Industry experts say the goal of the project was to show what's possible. When it comes to real production, though, it will probably be a game of trade-offs. Some version of the silent jet could be in the air by 2030. This is Catherine Girardot, PodTech News.
The markets all closed up today after a confident day of trading, one day ahead of Election Day. The Dow up 119 points at 12,105, NASDAQ rose 35 to 2365, and the S&P 500 up 15 to 1379. That's it for PodTech News for this Monday. Michael Klinger and Catherine Girardot prepared today's reports. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech News.